Greetings, folks. It's Emerson Biggins, just kind of hanging out with you in Nashville, Tennessee. I thought I would chime in and share a special memory or two about being out there and being part of the X family and knowing and being friends with Bruce Van Dyke. And we had a pretty cool relationship. And man, we'd go out and play golf from time to time, and what a great golfer he was. And of course, we'd end up over at the Great Basin, have an icky or two or three. but it was pretty cool, man. And there were times, numerous times, I might add, where on the air I would be kind of a rebel and I would stray away from the usual antics, which, as you may know, back then were a little unusual. And I would do some things that he'd get pissed off and come into the studio and bust my balls. And I'll give you an example. One time I played, there was a Marin Cadell was her name, an artist. And on one of her early records, she had a bit called Flight Attendant, which is quite humorous. And I timed it out over the intro to Steve Miller's Jet Airliner. It was an instrumental piece called Threshold. And so it timed out perfectly. Well, one day at the end of her bit, it bled into the song Jet Airliner. And so I decided, oh, what the hell, I'm just going to let it go. Well, next thing you know, Bruce comes storming into the studio. Oh, my God, he was livid. He was jumping up and down. What the hell are you playing Jet Airliner for on X Radio? So I was trying to cover my tracks and trying to explain to him how I thought it was a creative little bit. And played it back for him, and he listened to it, and he thought about it for a little while, shook his head, then he looked up at me, and he goes, you know what, Em? It fit, Uncle Em, it fit. And what a relief. Well, okay, so things like this happen time and again. But toward the end of it all, I was hanging out, and he called me in to fill in for the late Sid Marley, so I came in, and I was doing Sid's show, and I was thinking about a song I heard on a movie I heard the night before, on Midnight Cowboy. And on the soundtrack, there's a great song that was written by Fred Neil back in the mid-60s that was covered by Harry Nilsson. It was on the soundtrack, Midnight Cowboy. Everybody's talking at me. And I thought, what a cool song. So I was playing it. And he come walking in, he said, what the heck are you doing now? And I would tell him, you know, what I thought about the song, how cool it was. And then I tried to schmooze him a little bit and say how he reminded me of John Voight, how tall and lanky and handsome he was. He didn't buy it for a minute. And he busted my balls for a little bit. But on the way out of the studio, he started singing, "Ma, ma, 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 ma." And so I continued just going about my day and laughing hysterically throughout the remainder of the day because he was something else. And Bruce, man, rest in peace. Enjoy your travels and enjoy your rest, man. And this one's for you. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking over the northeast wind, sailing like a summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone. And I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave. I love behind. Love you, Bruce Van Dyke, man. It's Uncle M. As always, thanks for being there.